I don't think I have to remind you about the first Good Friday. I believe that we know very well, and I will not forget. I remember I was once in Jerusalem, and I was walking on Via Dolorosa, which means the way of suffering, which was believed to be the very final path where Jesus had walked. There are 14 stations remarking 14 events from where Jesus was condemned to death down to where he was crucified, he died, and he was taken down from the cross. When I was walking on Via Dolorosa, I was all the way having my tears running down on my face because I knew that I was walking on this very final path where Jesus was walking, bearing his cross, walking to die and die for me. And that was the way my Lord, he walked to die for me. When I was walking on every step of Jesus, I was trying to imagine what was happening when Jesus was making all these steps. And I just couldn't stop weeping. And I believe that all you Christians can imagine, can understand my feeling. About Good Friday, I'm always thinking about one thing, which is when Jesus was on the cross, where were the disciples? Well, John was there. We believe that John was there. And if we believe that the gospel, according to John, was written by John the Apostle, then John was there. Peter was there, but we know what happened. When Peter disowned Jesus 3 times, the cock crowed, and Peter broke down, bitterly wept, and he went away. And no one knows where he had gone. According to the Bible, he disappeared. And when he appeared again, it was already after Jesus was buried. And how about the other disciples? Again, we don't know. According to Mark, the very last time they were mentioned was in Gethsemane, when Jesus was betrayed by Judas. And Jesus was arrested, and they were there. And then what happened? Then everyone deserted him and fled. The disciple deserted Jesus, and they fled. The fact is, according to the gospel, who were all the way with Jesus when he was on the cross, when he died, and when he was buried, they were mainly the women, Jesus' mother, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, Salome, Joanna, and other women. And it seems that there were no disciples. However, I never mean to blame or judge the disciples because I'm really asking myself, if I was in Gethsemane, if I was one of them, what would I do? Would I also desert Jesus and flee? I don't know, I really don't know, but I'm really very afraid I would. I would just be one of them. So, what happened to the disciples, or what actually were they thinking? Would it be something like the 2 disciples in the village of Emmaus, when Jesus met them, Jesus walked with them, and asked them, hey, what happened? And they told Jesus, don't you know what happened in Jerusalem? That Jesus from Nazareth, he was a prophet. He was so powerful in word and in deed. So we followed him because we believed that he would redeem Israel. He would be the king. However, he was arrested. He was crucified. And he died. Maybe this is what they were thinking. It was a beautiful story, but the story has ended. Everything's over. Everything's done. So what can we do now? We go home. We go back to where we're from. And we have to live our life again. It was like a dream, but the dream is over. Would it be something similar the other disciples were thinking? And then Galilee. Jesus asked the women again, to tell the disciples, Come back to Galilee. And why Galilee? I believe that in Galilee, Jesus started everything. he started calling his disciples, performing miracles, healing the sickness, casting out the demons, and preaching the good news of God's kingdom. He started everything there, and the disciples followed him all the way from Galilee down to Jerusalem. And then in Jerusalem, Jesus died. And this time, Jesus called all the disciples to come back to Galilee, because you have to go this way again. You have to be sent again. But this time it is different. Jesus had demonstrated. He was resurrected. He conquered death. And he has got all the authority on heaven in the earth. So he told the disciple, you have to go make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And whatever I have commanded to you, teach them to follow. And this time, the disciples did it. Good news was spread from Galilee to Jerusalem to the ends of the earth. I also want to talk a bit about Peter. In Galilee, we know that three times Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? And in the third time, Peter was hurt and grieved. And he was almost crying. He said, Lord, you know all things. You know I love you. And Jesus said, you feed, you take care of my sheep and follow me. And why three times? I believe that after three times Peter disowned Jesus, he was devastated. He was deeply regretted because he really loved Jesus. And Jesus knew it. So Jesus reminded him three times, when you disown me three times, I remind you, I reassure you three times that you love me. Another thing is that Jesus didn't call him Peter. He called him Simon, the son of John. That was the original name of Peter. I think Jesus wanted to remind him how he was before he met Jesus, and how he became a disciple, and how he loved Jesus, and how he decided to follow and serve Jesus, and he even declared that he would die for Jesus. Peter failed, but Jesus didn't give him up. Actually, Jesus had already told him, once he said, Simon, your faith may not fail. When you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. And again, as well, Peter did it. He has strengthened a lot of people from Galilee to Jerusalem to many, many places. Whenever it is Easter time, I will think of the disciples and Peter. Because I believe that we are also like them. We will fail, we will betray, we will desert Jesus. We will forget how we became Christians. We will forget how we loved. We were determined to serve Jesus. But Jesus still loved us. He died for us. He didn't give us up. And time after time, he will call us back to Galilee. He will remind us how much we love him and how much we are willing to serve him. On this Good Friday, I wish that we can be like the disciples and Peter when Jesus encouraged them and called them and sent them again. They did it. And we can also do it. I also wish that our faith will never fail. Whenever we turn back, we will strengthen our brothers and sisters. And in Jesus, we can do it. Please, let us pray. Our Lord Jesus, on this Good Friday, thank you for your love. You love us that you could die for us, which we never deserve. Forgive us for how many times we failed. we betrayed and even deserted you. How many times we forgot how we became your followers. We forgot how we declared to love you and were determined to serve you. But you still love us. You never give us up. Time after time, you will call us back to Galilee. Time after time, you will remind us and help us to remember how much we love you and how much we are determined to use our life to serve you. On this Good Friday, let us not only remember how you died for us, but also be comforted and encouraged by your love, by your forgiveness and your sending. Please let us help us that we can walk on your path, be your servants, and make disciples of all nations. Please help us so our faith will not fail. When we turn back, we will always strengthen a lot of people and take care of your sheep. Thank you, Lord. We pray in your precious name. Amen.